Well, we're on the telephone with Mark Sandeen, who is Vice President of Processing Marketing with Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP. And Mark, we had the announcement this week that you're going to be participating in the 2016 pilot introduction of Monsanto's Vistiv Gold High Lake soybeans. You'll be the first processor in Iowa to offer growers there the opportunity to grow those soybeans. So talk about that decision to get involved there.
Well, it was a great opportunity to partner with Monsanto, first of all, but also a good opportunity to partner with our member cooperatives in the Manning area and the local producers. This is a way for us to really do two things, and that's to increase the value of the soybeans for the producer, and at the same time to give us a product to help us offset some loss market share for soybean oil due to the trans fat issue, to where trans fats are created when processing normal commodity soybean oil. And this would give us the ability to have an oil that would not have trans fats produced and still meet the needs, the functionality that our food processors and end users desire.
Okay, explain how this process will work then for you in Iowa.
Well, what we'll do at our Manning, Iowa plant is we will contract through two of our co-op members, Farmers Co-op at Arcadia, Iowa, and Aswell Co-op at Aswell, Iowa, to contract acres with local producers that will be shipped to our Manning, Iowa facility for processing in the fall of 2016. The producer will be paid 70 cents per bushel if you were to deliver those beans during the fall harvest, or 80 cents per bushel if you were to hold those on the farm and deliver those during a buyer's call program.
Well, as you mentioned, with the FDA's action on the trans fats, it would appear there's going to be quite a bit of growth in this area.
Yeah, we believe so. Again, you know, the soybean market has lost market share to palm oil and other oils because of the trans fat issue. And this gives the soy industry an opportunity to get some of that market share back.
Do you expect production mainly around those the Manning plant then, or do you expect it to spread into other areas of the state?
Well, for this first year, it will be primarily around the Manning, Iowa area. But our hope is that this will grow next year and following years. We would expect that this would be something that we would do in other areas as demand grows and availability of seed becomes available. I think just generally this is just a program that's good for the soy industry, and it's a way for us, again, to create market share, get market share back, and create more value for the farmer. So I think that's the thing that we want to portray, and it's a good thing.